Hey, you guys, it's your boy Eli here, and I'm happy to announce that we will be part of Comicpalooza's podcast partnership program. And we will be there live in front of all of you guys, everyone who will be attending Comicpalooza on May 26th and 28th. We will be doing a live podcast episode in front of everyone and hope to see you all there. We will be doing some cool stuff there, and I hope to see you guys there, hopefully meet up with those. Anyways, guys, hope to see you guys there. Anyways.
And good to be back. It's me, your boy Eli.
Hey, it's Daniel over here.
Yes, and we are here to not only talk about the fact that we will be a Comicpalooza. I'm pretty sure you guys already saw the little promotional video that we tend to do, or promotional announcement. But, you know, just if those of you don't know what the topic for our Comicpalooza live show is going to be about. So, well, probably you guys have been here long enough already know what it's going to be about. If Daniel's here, it's only one of two things: video games or fighting games. And if it's just me and him, there's only one thing it's going to be. It's going to be some weird cartoons.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Lord of the Rings. Oh, yes, it's going to be some cartoons.
Yes, we're talking about the animated Lord of the Rings film by Ralph Bashke and the other one that was made by Rankin-Bass. Yes.
I forgot about that other one.
Yeah, almost everyone does, because everyone talks about the Ralph Bashke one, which is a marvel of animation, don't get me wrong.
I love that one. Actually, it's awesome.
That is pretty fucking awesome. Yeah. But no, so right now, to help promote the fact that we will be talking about weird video game cartoons, specifically fighting game ones. So that's going to include Street Fighter, the Tekken OVA, Virtual Fighter. We're kind of nailing it down which ones technically.
Get discussing some weird ones too, like the Darkstalkers American cartoon, and also the Virtual Fighter anime as well.
That one was weird. That was a weird. I think about the Darkstalkers one. And like, okay, so like, and we'll talk about this at the live show at Comicpalooza. But the fact that they made Morgan's, they went really hard with her being was it Irish or Scottish? I know there's a difference, but I can't ever tell. I, as an American, cannot tell the difference.
I don't remember, but you could definitely tell, like, they really didn't pay attention to the lore at all.
No, I think his name was Pyro, right? The bad guy?
Pyron.
Pyron. They introduced him to having a brother. And I'm like, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
I, who know very little of Darkstalkers, no, that is not true. That is not true. But most of the time, we will be talking about stuff like that, but also going to be talking about some comedic stuff. And of the like. So I recommend it. If any of you guys are coming to Comicpalooza out here on May 26th to 28th, be sure to hit us up. We'll be there. We'll also be a part of Anime Odyssey, which is going to be this sort of how anime has influenced a lot of media. And I'm very excited for that one, because that's something I've always wanted to talk about. I just never knew how to go about it. And we were invited for it, and we're like, hell yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be interesting to discuss some, like, how things back, like, even when you don't think that, you could easily say, like, modern things, like Steven Universe, but some people don't really aren't aware, like, how much it went back to even before all that.
Oh, no, yeah. It's just to say, like, until recently, everyone got into anime and all that stuff, and, like, how you can see all the influence. No, it's been there forever. Like, yeah. It's even funnier when you consider, and we'll be starting with the actual topic right now after this, how much the West influenced the East, and the East influenced, like, there's a lot of connecting influence between the two. And that's kind of why I'm excited to talk about that when we get to on that day. That will be on Sunday at 1, and our stuff will be on Friday at 6, and we'll be in the main ballroom, I believe. This will be subject to change, because I've been very busy. We just got back from attorney too.
Yeah, it's not even Japan, sadly enough, or Level Up Expo in Vegas. We were actually at a Texas Showdown last week.
It's weekend. A hometown tourney. We have to show up. Mm-hmm. We have to show up.
Yeah. We got to represent ourselves.
We may go 0-2, but we have to represent. Hey, but you know what? We have fun. And that's perfect segue into what we're going to talk about. So, really, it's funny that because that was Evo Japan as well, there's been a lot of announcements. And not just official announcements, but also fan announcements too. So where do we start, Daniel? Where do we start in this, like, plethora of FGC news, fighting game stuff. Where do we start?
Well, let's start with a game we've been waiting for a while now, since last year. Well, actually 2 years ago. Fatal Fury, City of the Wolves. They just announced a character that's returning to the roster, Marco Rodriguez, I believe.
And if you are an English audience and know of the weird localization of that game, you probably know him from his other name, Kashinoto Butt.
Yeah, SNK, they went through a weird period of weird localizations and translations and stuff
Bet
during
they
the
did.
90s.
Yeah, no, they did. But no, I and if you played with the last game of because well, this is the last game they released was KOF, which is a 3v3 game. This is going back to traditional 1v1. Fatal Fury. The last game of the Fatal Fury series games was Garou, Mark of the Wolves, which is the game that got me introduced to the Fatal Fury series and one of my favorite games of that era. So I'm very excited to see where they're coming back with all this. It's they're going ham. They're going really well with this game. I'm going to say.
No, yeah, like I think it for the first time, and I don't know how long, because I remember there was a SNK game that was actually dubbed in English back in the 360 era. This is the first game in a while that it's getting dubbed for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, no, they're pulling out all the stops. Though it's kind of sad that a lot of people are taking it as, so does this mean no more KOF 15 news? And I'm like, guys, you'll still have KOF. You'll be fine.
Look, I mean, yeah,
Yeah.
Fatal Fury has been away for a long time, but that doesn't mean that we're suddenly going to ditch KOF. Like, KOF will always be there, and you
Yeah.
know, as a case, never going to abandon that.
No, they're not going to abandon that anytime soon. Besides, I think it's one of the things where we're all kind of been waiting for a 1v1 SNK game, and they're doing, from what it looks like to me, justice. I wasn't there to play it, but a lot of people are talking about how good the game feels, how, like, very true SNK Fatal Fury game. It's a very true to that, and like a lot of the characters feel good. There's a lot of new mechanics to learn, the rev system. The counters, the combo extenders and all that stuff. And I'm just like, wow, I can't wait to play that game. That's
Yeah,
gonna be
there's even like
so
some
fun.
hidden supers too. Like I think for Terry's hidden super, it was based off an OVA.
Yeah, no, they're going back to like the old school stuff where if you want to know how to pull this off, you gotta figure it out, buddy. And also the return of the pretzel motions too.
Oh yeah.
But don't worry, for those of you who are like, I can't do pretzel motions, I myself included. They do have something akin to modern controls from Street Fighter VI.
Yeah, so if you're not familiar or comfortable doing all this crazy stuff like the pretzel motion control that infamous and mostly associated with Geese, there will be like a modern control style controls, you know, just like Street Fighter 6.
Yeah, so you guys are gonna be okay. Don't worry. And besides, just have fun with the game. It took me a while to learn Hadoukens, Soryus, back and forth charge, and all that shit.
Yeah,
But you
again,
know,
no.
I got it. I got it. It takes
Yeah,
time.
don't worry. Like all the stuff you learn carries over through all the other games. You know
Yep.
how to do a Hadouken in Street Fighter? You already know how to do a Hadouken in other games.
If you know how to do a dragon input, you'll figure out how to do Terry's dragon input,
Yeah.
which is, I think it's a backward version, isn't it? Is
No,
Shoto.
or like a rising tackle, that was like
Yeah,
a
the rising
down
tackle.
up charge.
Down up? Oh, I thought it was.
I think it depends, because I know like some games it was a down up charge. I know, like that's what Sakurai did for Rising Tackle and Smash
Yeah.
Brothers.
Well, and like I said, we're happy to see that game come back. We'll see how the rest of the game goes. And along with that news, this is all coming out of Evil Japan, by the way. That also includes a new character, well, a returning character from Guilty Gear. Who is that man, Daniel? I don't mean that man, the actual that man named that man in Guilty Gear, who that turned out to be Asuka, or whatever his name is. I don't remember.
Like, so if we're talking about that Batman, we're talking about the Dandy Vampire Slayer.
Slayer is back. Oh man, I was actually kind of surprised he wasn't a starting roster, but I think that was the I think he they already had like the vampire character set with
Like, there was a lot of
Edoria.
characters that I was surprised didn't that came over from Exard right away
Yeah.
from into Strive. Like, for example, I remember Baiken, and I thought they were going to put her in like day one, but she was made DLC again.
Yeah, no, I was also so well, I wasn't surprised by Baiken being DLC le season one, I'm be honest, because Baiken's kind of like kind of with Akuma right now, right? He makes sense to be DLC. You don't want to start off a ro you don't want a starting roster with Akuma. This is
I
in Street
suppose,
Fighter 4.
yeah, I suppose that's true.
You kind of want to, tease people to come back for later. So yeah, but no, yeah, Slayer is back. He looks magnificent. He looks dandy as hell. And with that, the announcement of season four.
Oh, that's right. Actually, season four was announced a while back, but this is the first time we're actually being shown Slayer in full motion and everything. Especially like if you pay attention to the trailer, he has this ding where he did against Axel, which was called a universal counter, which is really interesting to see. So it'd be interesting to see, what that thing actually is or what it does.
And if you haven't been keeping up with the Guilty Gear stuff, there's been a lot of changes to the game. Not only just buffs and debuffs, but also mechanically. There's characters with new moves and
Yeah, like
oh.
I forgot what it was called, but like default offense and default defense, I believe.
Exactly. Yeah. I barely I know they're changing, but I haven't kept up with the changes. I do know the biggest one that everyone was talking about at the time was Milia's dive kick. And I have dealt that firsthand at Texas Showdown this past weekend, because I went up against Amelia and I was like, oh my God, this is terrifying.
Yeah, I can agree with that, man. I went against Amelia myself.
Like, there's the wall combos are scary. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm just looking at the dude who's got like a snack box, and I'm just like, God damn, I'm just looking at him pianoing me. I'm just like, my goodness, sir. Can I at least watch? It was so frightening. I didn't
No.
know what to do.
Yeah, it was scary, like suddenly just trying to get into one hit and suddenly getting wall splatted and broken to the next part of the stage.
And it just keeps happening. It keeps happening. No, but I'm excited to see that Guilty Gear is still holding on strong. And I think the part that might get more people and jumping on soon is the fact that there was an announcement for 3v3. This wasn't announced a while back. But they're confirming some more stuff about it and like giving us at least like a date, right? Did they give us a date?
I don't recall, but I do remember saying like it's still under the works and they'll bring out more news as soon as they have it ready.
Yeah, and by season four, we'll probably hear something about that. But yes, Guilty Gear is still holding on strong. Happy to see that. And there's some other new stuff coming out. Obviously, there was the talk of the Hunter x Hunter 3v3 game. See how I like link that back to the last one. What was it then, the full name of it again, Daniel?
I actually don't know. Let me look it up. I'm not big into Hunter Hunter, so
Am surprised
yeah.
by that.
But I'm aware a lot of people are fans of it, and the fact that it's a 3v3 game, run by Eating gives me hope that it'll be maybe not the successor, but it'll play like a MVC3.
So the title of it is Hunter x Hunter
Oh, you got
Nen
it.
x Impact.
All right, yeah.
So that is the title. And yeah, no, for those of you who don't know who Aiding is like was the one of the big, like, kind of like Arxis with Guilty Gear and BlazBlue, Japanese developers specifically for fighting games. They've done a lot of stuff from like arena fighters to like 1v1s to 3v3. And as Daniel mentioned earlier, they were one of the big guys in charge of, Marvel's Capcom 3, which is like one of the best games to come out.
Yeah, and they actually have like a good history with fighting games too. Before MVC3, they worked on Tatsunoko versus Capcom, and if I remember correctly, I believe they did a bunch of Naruto fighting games as well, and
They
maybe a One
did. I
Piece.
remember that. I actually played a couple of those. Those felt really good. And I think they're the ones that also did the clash in some of the fighting games in Naruto, where you can, if you charge up your Rasengan and the guy charges up the Chidori, you can do like the clash like they do in the anime, which I'm like, hell yes. Yeah, but no, I think that was them. I might be wrong, guys. I sometimes don't keep up that much with the development guys. But yes, Aiding has been like really well known for like, if you're looking for sick ass combos and insane stuff to happen. Eating is the guys. They've been very consistent in a lot of their games. I think the only game people weren't that excited for, and ironically, it's gonna be the next talking point after we finish up this Hunter Hunter one, is the fact that they also were the ones involved in DNF Duel.
Yes. So, yeah. So, like, let's see. Right now, fighting game fans, they're excited for Hunter Hunter because they know the experience. It's gonna be a great game. Although some other people, they're kind of worried, mostly because of the way it looks, which really shouldn't. If we learned anything from MVCI, yeah. I mean, the roster is a bit of an issue, but if you look past that, the gameplay is amazing, and you know it's going to be.
Oh no,
So.
yeah, it's just you know, come now, I'm not trying to trash anybody. Those of you that know me, I don't like to trash people. I don't, well, I mean, honestly, they deserve it. But from the thing with the Hunter Hunter game is that it doesn't look that great, yes, but it from what I've been hearing, it plays the way you want it to play, and that's honestly what most of us fighting game got. Fans are like asking for with like MBCI, yeah, that game looked horrible. It looked pretty bad, but the gameplay was so good. Anyone I talked to about MBCI, Mortal Kombat Infinite, those of you who are like, what the fuck are they talking about? That's where that game was like one of the everyone I talked to about that game was like, yeah, the game's good. It just looks really bad. I was like, no, I agree. And you can tell like a lot of it was from one end of that partnership. We all know who we're talking about. But yeah, no, aiding has always been really good with their fighting games. However you feel about DNF Duel, which is from the last time I played, still pretty good. It's just, and I think this is what the reason with DNF Duel was that everything got figured out quick. Like people just figured everything out. You want to win, just play Windmaster. That's just it. Doesn't matter, just play Windmaster. Every character was viable as hell, but just if you want to win, Windmaster.
Oh yeah, like plus like the matches end very quickly. Like almost feels like every character is overpowered in a sense.
Yeah, it was. And hopefully that they've learned from their. Well, I don't know how I'm not in the room, but hopefully aiding will do something with Hunter X Hunter that will be really good because I know a lot of people have been asking for a Hunter X Hunter game. Give me a sec. Wow. No. Yo encuentro algo. Bueno. Okay. Right, bye. Bye. Were we aiding? Yeah.
We're aiding.
Yeah. Hunter Hunter game is what everyone's been waiting for, and we kind of been wanting for a good like anime fighter for a while that isn't just an arena fighter, because the last one was not good. The Jujutsu Kaisen fans are still mad.
In fact, I completely understand if you weren't paying attention, but the ones that were, we've been through a lot of arena fighters and not a lot of people liked them.
So many
Yeah,
people.
last one was Jujutsu Kaisen, and before that we had One Punch Man, and before that we had two My Hero Academia games.
We had that Kill a Kill If. I think that one was decent at best.
I heard it was surprisingly good, and that was done actually by Arc System Works, so most of the games were coming out were under Bandai Namco.
That's true. That's true.
And then we remembered the great disappointment that was Jump Force.
That was pretty fucking bad, dude. I'm not gonna lie. No, that was pretty bad. Yeah, and I like the game too, but I was just like, oh.
Like Jump Force had a lot of weird things. Like, what's the point of a 3v3 if you all share one a life bar?
I would say Gundam Versus tends to have that issue, does tends to have that, but with no issues. But the way they construct it around it makes sense. I'll say that. And those of you look up Gundam Versus, that's a game that deserves some praise. That's like the only good arena fighter game out there.
Yeah, so but in short, Hunter x Hunter is an actual like traditional 3v3 fighting game. Hear nothing but great things about it.
Yeah, and like going into that, considering we're talking about a just a quick note, there is another DNF duel character that came
Yeah, so
out.
yeah, they just announced the their final DNF DLC character for the pass. I forgot what her name was. We only give
Is
him like
this
a.
season one or season two? I don't know anymore.
We're still in the same pass, I think.
Are we?
Yeah.
Damn, okay, hold up.
Yeah, like remember, it took like almost a year and a half for the first DLC character to come out.
Right. The not Virgil chick.
Yeah, so
There was a
this
character
character is
on
called Nen Master.
that.
We I don't play a Dungeon Fighter online, so I don't know the whole characteristics of what a Nen Master does. We're only given like a 14-second clip of her emotion, and that's about it.
I mean, also the fact that there's three other characters that were in between that and that we totally forgot that Earth came out.
Yeah.
There was like one dude who looks like that kind of like generic schoolboy fighter. I'm talking about a trope from an anime that's probably no one's watched. But yeah, no, he looks like that, and like he looks pretty cool. I might play him, but I'm like also not that excited to get back into DNF Duel anytime soon. So,
Yeah, I mean, it's there. I played it. It's just not for me.
yeah. Like I said, the people figured out it's way too fast, and just like not really that it didn't last very long for most of us. So. But also from that end, there's another game we could talk about. Oh yeah, Tekken 7, Tekken 8. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so
Please
the
stop piling
return
on
of
me.
the martial artist from Poland, Lydia.
Yes, the Polish Prime Minister. She is back. And we don't know much about that because that's all we know, but we did get some other confirmations about the game.
So we're getting a couple of free updates as well, I believe two free stages. Let's see, what else was they announce?
A story DLC.
Oh yeah, additional story DLC as well. They actually announced a lot of things that were going to be free, which was surprising.
Yeah, that was the kind of the surprising thing about it. It was like, hey, we're giving you your money's worth. You spend so much money on this because I'm pretty sure. God damn it, we're turning out of time.
Let's see. Aside from that, we're also getting online training, so now you can train with your friends online, and especially ghost versus ghost, so you can have like a, I believe it's the AI of what your character learned from your gameplay style going against another person's, and see like what you could learn from that as well.
And yeah, no, we're getting a lot of good stuff. They're making their money's worth from it because I think this is they're one of their best-selling Tekken games, right?
Oh, it is,
Oh yeah, giving the money's worth, buddy.
No, like this is the fastest selling game of the next generation. It sold faster than MK1 and Street Fighter combined.
God damn. Thank you, Tekken fans. And like aside from like people's issues with the game about being in two. Not very, neutral heavy. It's very more offensive heavy. I think it's still a fun game, don't get me wrong. Just make sure you do stuff like this that makes us want to keep playing the game.
Yeah.
That's all I really ask for.
And then finally, there's actually one game we skipped over we need to talk about, Street Fighter VI.
Oh yes. I am excited for this.
Let's
So,
see.
okay.
We're both Akuma users, and we've been waiting for Akuma for a long time.
I am giving up my soul to Akuma. I am giving him to Gouki.
Yeah, so not only Akuma is coming over, we're seeing some big changes to the Battle Hub as well. They're including like we think might be like a similar raid mode to what they have in Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Yeah, that's how it feels. It's called Giant Attack, hence its reference to the second version of Street Fighter 3, Second Impact Giant Attack.
Yeah.
Which is, hey, thank you for acknowledging that game that no one played. Like, let's be honest, people mostly remember new generations and Third Strike. They almost never think about Giant Attack.
Like either you're a Sean fan and still play the first version, or you're not a Sean fan and you play Third Strike.
Exactly, that's exactly the way you go about it. And yeah, no, we're getting that, but. And not only are we getting new notes about the patches that are coming out for Street Fighter 6 for all the characters, all the buffs, the debuffs, and like, you know, all the balancing stuff, because that's
That's
what
right.
everyone's been waiting for. Because by the time Akuma comes out, it'll be almost a year into the game,
Yeah,
which is what they promised.
and this is the first time we're getting some sort of character balance as well. For the longest time, Capcom said they wanted to wait until Kuma came out to make any kind of character
And
changes.
they're doing a lot too. There's a lot of stuff that I'm not privy to that, so there are other people who are better at explaining that than I am. I can't do any of that. Go check them out. I highly recommend it. I was learning some stuff. Apparently, Lily has been made worse.
Oh no, poor Lily.
Oh no,
Yeah,
poor.
I think Justin Wong got to try it out while he was in Japan for Evo. He said like there was like a play testing area of Akuma and some of the new changes as well.
Yeah, and from what I'm hearing, Akuma's kind of nasty.
I mean, when is he never?
True. He The question is whether he will stay nasty or not. Whether or not he, because like I love me a broken Akuma, and if it sounds like they're still continuously making him a glass cannon, so that's good. That's the way you should balance Akuma. He can do anything in air and down. And apparently you can, quote me if I'm wrong, Daniel, but did they say you can combo into the Rage of Demon?
Wait, did they? I don't remember. No, I think you can.
I remember hearing they can't, you can combo into Rage of Demon.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, somewhere on the other side of the world, Tokido is just screaming his head off in joy. That
Yeah.
man, his is Akuma. He will come with the hands of death.
Yeah. There are some notable changes that we some people notice though. You know, his shadow dash that move. It's not invincible anymore, so you
It's
actually can
not.
get hit. Yeah.
It's not. Which makes sense. Again, that's he can do so much, you kind of have to balance that out.
Yeah.
And I'm very okay with that. Also, the fact that we got news about Modern Control, because we all know Modern Controls make a lot of the movements simplified, right? Instead of a quarter circle forward punch to make Hadouken, it's forward punch Hadouken, right?
Yeah.
Basically. And so they still do that, but a lot of his supers require motion.
Yeah, so if you're afraid of a one button press Raging Demon, you don't have to worry about that. It's basically the same as you would use it in Akuma regularly. You're
Yeah.
just doing well, imagine his you know, his move to do it in MVC3 just minus any directional input. So you're just doing light, medium, heavy.
So those of you who don't know, who never played Street Fighter, if you want to do Raging Demon, it's always, to my recollection, light punch, forward, light kick, heavy punch, correct?
Yeah, that's great.
And so for Modern Controls, aside from like the usual directional inputs for specials, you know, the double circle quarterback, double half circles, or whatever, quarterback circles, you know what I'm saying. Those of you who don't are like thinking I'm talking like a madman. But essentially for this one, for Raging Demon, it is light, medium, heavy. So you
Yeah.
essentially have the same, like, you know, button combination, just minus the direction. But you still have to work for Raging Demon, which may, yes, Raging Demon has always been kind of like really difficult. And we're keeping that tradition.
Yeah.
Also, only accessible with low vitality, basically when your low health is low. So it's Akuma is just so good. I love that dude. It's gonna be so fun.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no, and yeah, I think that's most of the news from like actual, you know, official stuff.
Yeah, so he's an honorable mention, because I still think MVCI is a good game underneath when you look past its flaws. So Maximilian Dude, the popular fighting game streamer, he actually commissioned someone to create a mod for MVCI where everything is getting a new cel-shaded look. And obviously, it makes the game look so much better than its original art style.
Yeah, and so those of you who've been listening, if you remember what we were talking about like a few minutes earlier, MVCI is, aside from like the issues of lack of X-Men characters, just weird decisions being made, lack of certain things of gameplay, no 3v3, just 2v2. It's still a good game.
Like definitely like the yeah, it's a 2v2 fighter, but it makes so much it makes a huge difference when he has the new things where you could like instantly change characters in the middle of the match, using the new gem system. Like I could use a space tune just to make you stay in one place.
Like everything about that gameplay is makes sense from what it's designed to do and the stuff that it's allows you to do. You can do so many crazy stuff. Obviously this is just a fan made mod, but it's one of those things where, and we've seen it before with Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3, where they're modding the game to a point where it's like it's a different game. They're adding characters who weren't even in the game, but they're just like Frankensteining somehow a Cyclops with all like the previous models from each of the characters. Somehow, some way, they're also doing that with Rashid, Thanos, Miss Captain Marvel.
Yeah, and we're even getting like some direct rips from MVCI to MVC3 too, like Venom.
Oh yeah, because it worked so well, and I'm just like, holy crap! This is the game everybody wanted. This is like as wow, and now they're doing it to MVCI, which I'm like hopeful. I highly doubt it because it's Capcom. This is an official, company looking at a modded game, being like, maybe we can bring another Marvel versus Capcom. I don't know if it's gonna happen, but I really want it to happen.
But I would love another Marvel. I would settle for a Marvel collection, having everything from X-Men, yeah. Children of the Atom, all the way to 2.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also a thing that caused it, and I've talked about this numerous times off the podcast. Is we're like, I think one of the problems that came with Marvel's Capcom Infinite is that people were just not used to the idea of 2v2.
Yeah, I mean, 2v2, I know some people might see it as a deal breaker or step back because we're also used to 3v3 by now, but no, 2v2 is still good. It's still a fun way to play.
Yeah, because Children of the Atom was 1v1, Marvel Superheroes was 1v1. That was just all nothing but Marvel Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a Street Fighter versus X-Men versus Street Fighter, that was 2v2. And then we had Marvel Superheroes versus Capcom, and then Marvel versus Capcom 2, and then 3, and then we went back to 2. It's all like really, it's funny because the intro to Marvel's Capcom 2, it says the fourth installment because it's the fourth one. Marvel's Capcom 2 is technically the fourth game. That's when we introduced 3v3, and then we get Marvel's Capcom 3. Like, it's just. So I think that's why a lot of people aren't that, well, that's also one of the things I think people aren't really that into when it comes to MVCI, which is, kind of sad, but it's still a fun game. And I'm happy that there's going to be clearly is going to be a resurgence to the game. And then people are going to realize, wait, this game was always fun. Like, yes. Yes, it was.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. Like, I'm hoping for Wistful Hope's work on this mod. It's going to make people, okay, now it looks good. So they get it on Steam and it's a fun game.
Agreed. And that's kind of what I'm hoping too. And props to the modder whose name is
Wistful Hopes.
Wistful Hopes. Thank you for, helping. And not to say it's going to be an easy job, but it's going to be a hard one. But thank you for, treading those waters that some of us can't. And, are going to be at the forefront of explaining to people why this game is so good and why it deserves its love. And thank you so much for that. And I think that's about it. When it comes to the news, information about FGC stuff. Obviously this has basically been a way to help promote, us talking about like our soon to be live show at Compalooza as part of their podcast program. Mm-hmm. And yeah,
just a reminder, on our day, we'll be talking about obscure 90s video game cartoons. Would it be, Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, to the weird stuff, again, like Darkstalkers or even Virtual Fighter.
It's funny because, like, I know Daniel has not seen most of those shows.
And I haven't seen Darkstalkers, but I have seen Virtual Fighter, and it's a rather heavily anime show.
Oh yeah, and get ready for Street Fighter 2V.
Oh no, no, I've seen the movie, but I haven't seen V.
Hopefully, if I'm able to curate the cosmos kind of level, organize the constellation stuff, I might be able to get us to see like at least clips of it and help have Joe be helping us out with that. But yes, we will be talking about that. And honestly, like I explained it, and to as part of our program sheet, just come by and have fun. Let's all laugh at these funny cartoons that we will all be enjoying on. And
Yeah.
how, why does Morgan have an Irish accent?
Yeah,
Why is Guile the leader of a G.I. Joe team called Street Fighter? And why is Ryu just in the back? Also, hello, Ryu's cousin, whose name I forget, but is basically Sakura, but not Sakura, but just a gender-bent Ryu.
and why is Lord Raptor rapping and beatboxing?
No, stop. Just what is going on? But no, this is about the end of the episode, guys. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to let us know what you think of the episode. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We're most active on Instagram, where you'll find a link to all podcasts that are officially part of, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Castbox, all the like, and a link to the YouTube for your audio listeners out there who want to put a face to the voice, and a Patreon for any form of support. And yeah, guys, remember, we will be at Comicpalooza at that time, at 6 on Friday, May 26th. And we will be part of the Anime Odyssey program at 1, I believe. I need to double check my times, but you'll see
It'll be
it
a
on
Sunday at 1, I believe.
Sunday at 1, and we will be up there. If not all three of us, one to two, maybe. Because we have a lot to talk about. That could go on for an hour or more. If God willing. But thank you guys, and be sure to follow us and show any form of support. Thank you. It's been me, your boy Eli.
And this was Daniel. We hope to see you live.
Peace, brothers.